Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Tes. We are 13 lines from the bottom of daf Ches Amid Beis, Abaya Omar. Today's daf has been learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael, Hanasunim Batzor Vashivya. Today's daf has also been learned as a schos Refuah Shalema for Rechama Rivka Bas Rachel, Zisul Rachel Bas Alta Fromit, and Yehonatan Eitan Ben Batsheva Bracha. So, we're in the middle of a sukya. The Mishnah, which began Dine Mominus Beshloisha, Zelos Vechavolis Beshloisha, Nezek, Vechatzi Nezek, Beshloisha, Tashlume Kefel, Tashlume Arba Vechamisha, Beshloisha, Oynes Vamefata, Beshloisha, so far so good. Moitzi Shemra, that's already a machlokes. Reb Meir says, Beshloisha, Vechachomim Oimrim, Moitzi Shemra, Be'esrim Beshloisha. And they gave a cryptic reason. Mepnei Sheyeshboi, Dine Nefashos. And the Gemara began the Avodah on the bottom of Daf Ches Amud Aleph, trying to understand why the Chachamim would hold that Moitzi Shemra is B'Shloisha. What do they mean when they say Mepnei Sheyesh Boi Dine Nefashos? And what exactly is the Machloikis between Reb Meir and the Chachamim? Now, where we're up to, up until this point, is the Gemara already gave two Mahalchim in Shitas HaChachamim, and two explanations in the Machloikis between Reb Meir and the Chachamim. The first was Rava, some have to give us a Rabba, and the second one was Ula. It's interesting that the Gemara is going to continue through tomorrow's daf, and the Gemara is going to give additional reasons and explanations for this machloikis between Reb Meir and the Chachamim. And Avi Langer pointed out that if you count up the different reasons that the Gemara is going to give, in total it's 8. The first day of Chanukah, it's also the 8th daf here in Masechtas Sanhedrin, but incredibly, 8 different explanations in this machloikis between Reb Meir and the Chacham. So just to set this up, what exactly is a Moitzi Shemra? A man got married thinking that his wife was a psula, ksubas taf beis, ksubas taf tes, and then he says, Pesach patsuach matzasi, loy matzasi lebitcha psulam. He said it in Bezdin the way he's supposed to, and he was arguing that although he was mechayev himself to give a ksuba that's befitting a psula, really, being that she seemingly was a ba'ula, he doesn't think that he owes more than the ksuba of a ba'ula. In the event that we find out that he was lying, and in fact she was a basula, so the Torah says, v'anchu oisai v'yisru oisai. V'anchu oisai, he has to pay a knas. That knas is meya shekel kesef. The oinish is going to be Malkus. Moitzi Shemra is one of the examples of Loiko and Mashalim, but that is the halacha of the Moitzi Shemra. Now, at first glance, this seems to be your classic Dine Mominus Diga case, right? This person's running into Bezin saying what? He's saying that I don't think I owe the ksuba of a psula, I think I owe the ksuba of a bula. Okay, it's a question of how much money does he own. This is classic Dine Mominus. Dine Mominus Beshloisha, that's the whole beginning of the Masechta. And if that's the case, it should require a Bezdin of Shalish, which, by the way, is the Shita of Reb Meir, stating that the Chachamim say, Mepnei Sheyesh Boi Dine Nefashos, it's for that reason you have to have a Bezin Shal Chav Gimel. Now, what do the words mean when you learn Mishnayis? Mepnei Sheyesh Boi Dine Nefashos. It means that this story of Moitzi Shemra may result in Dine Nefashos. The reason is because what happens if an investigation happens, and we start doing a little bit of research and due diligence, and then two Edom step forward and say that it's true. When this man was Mekadesh, this Isha, she was in fact a Besula. However, between the Kedushin and the Nesuin, she was Nivala, and she was Nivala Bemazed, and there were Edom, and there was the Hasra, and as a result, right now, this Isha is Chaya Mises Bezin. Well, at that point, it's going to be Dine Nefashos, and at that point, it's going to require a Bezin Shachav Gimel. So for sure, those are the words of the Chachamim, B'pnei Sheyesh by Dine Nefashos. But the Gemara is still not Sefridin, which is why we're going to have 8 different Mahalchim here in the Sugya, because at the end of the day, right now, it's not Dine Nefashos. Because it could evolve into Dine Nefashos, who cares? Why should that impact the amount of Dayanim that you need right now, where seemingly all that's at stake is the amount of Ksuba that she's going to get, which is 100% a question of Dine Mominus. So Rava said, Ula gave the first teretz in the Gemara. And Ula said that Pshat in the Chachamim is that the Chachamim were chayish l'laz. They felt that there was actually a good possibility, there was a good chance, that because of the claim that the husband's making regarding the Ksuba, that Edom would step forward and would maybe implicate this woman, and as a result, it would result in a dinei nefashas. And because they're chayish for such a laz, they feel that even right now we have to treat it like a dinei nefashas. What does Rav Meir hold? Rav Meir holds loy chayshin of the laz. So the machlik is, according to Ula, between Rav Meir and the Chachamim is whether chayshin shin lo laz or whether in chayshin shin lo laz. Rava, the second tarot, said kuli yama lo laz loy chayshin. Everybody holds we're not chayish lo laz. The hacha, what then is the machloik is chayshin shin l'kfaydun shal rishayinim or in chayshin shin l'kfaydun shal rishayinim. And to explain it, he said you have to make an akimta in the Mishnah. The case is talking about where this man, when he came to Bezin the first time, he came with Edim, saying that she was Mezana. So l'chatchila, this case was not a case of dinei mamonis, it was a case of dinei mamonis too, but also a case of dinei nefashas. And as a result, like all dinei nefashas, a beznin shel chof gimel convened. What happened was that the Edom were proven to be liars or something fell through the cracks, and as a result, the case got downgraded from dinei nefashas. Now it's only dinei mamonis. The question is, once you convene a beznin shel chof gimel, mishum kvaydan shel rishonim, because of the covet of these dayanim, do you tell them, just stay here and preside over this case that maybe is even a little bit beneath your pay grade, or not? The Chachamim hold Chayshishon L'Kvaydin Shal Rishayim said that although right now all this is Dinei Mamonis, Afilu Hachi, being that initially they convened B'Teres Dinei Nefashas, so that's where it's going to have to be. Oh, and Rameir says no. Ein Chayshishon L'Kvaydin Shal Rishayim. Rameir doesn't buy into that Svara, and if right now it's Dinei Mamonis, there's no reason that right now you would need more than three Dayanim. So, according to Ula, the Machloikis is whether Chayshishin Lolaz or Ein Chayshishin Lolaz. According to Rava, the Machloikis is whether Chayshishin L'Kvaydin Shal Rishayinam or Ein Chayshishin L'Kvaydin Shal Rishayinam. But as we mentioned yesterday, there's a big nafkamina between the two Mahalchim in terms of understanding the Shita Sachachamim. According to Ula, the Chachamim hold that in all situations, if there's a case of Moitzi Shemra, even though right now all that seems to be at stake is the Ksuba, you're always going to need a Bezin Shachav Gimel. Because we're Chayesh that this is actually going to evolve into Dinei Nefashas. According to Rava, that's not true. The only time the Chachamim hold that you need a Bezin Shachav Gimel for Moitzi Shemra is with an Akipt, where it started off as Dinei Nefashas, now it's no longer Dinei Nefashas. There the Chachamim say a Chiddush. Now, just to be clear, I'm stating the absolute obvious, if it starts Dinei Nefashas and it's still Dinei Nefashas, everyone's going to hold you need a Bezin Shachav Gimel, right? The question is, right now, all that we're donning is the Ksuba, and still the Chachamim hold, you need a Bezin Shachav Gimel. According to Ula, that's true in all cases, and according to Rava, that's only going to be true where it started as a Dinei Nefashas. Now it's Dinei Mamonis. According to Rameir, yeah, you had 23, well, now 20 of the Chevra can go home, and all you need is three, or you don't even need the Mumchin necessarily, or whatever, you have to go through the Sugis, but the point is, now all you're going to need is three, whereas according to the Chachamim, being that you started with 23, you're still going to need 23. And the Gemara asked one Kasha. The Gemara asked the Kasha from a Tesefta, where the Tesefta seems to scream Shitas Rabba. The Tesefta says, the Chachamim Moimim, as it relates to Moitzi Shemra, Tavu Mamoim B'Shloisha, Tavum nefashos be'esrim v'shloisha. And the Gemara says, according to Rava, I understand how it's possible, according to the Chachamim, that the halach is going to be that all you need is three dayanim. How's that possible if you don't have the Akimta? If it was a Tavum Mamoin lechatchila, there was never a gathering of 23 dayanim. There's no chayshishon lekvaydin shal rishonim. That's where it's going to be nageya, Tavum Mamoin b'shloisha. But according to Ula, every single time, even if you're Tavum Mamoin, we're chayshishon lelaz, and as a result, you should always need 23. So the Gemara said, Amar Rava aniva risha v'chabura targimna, umanu rebchia bar aben, hacha b'mayaskinon. The case of the Tosefta is actually talking not where the husband is being toiveya ksuba from the isha, but where the husband was already implicated as a moitzi shemra, and the father, who is going to be the beneficiary of the meya shekel kesef, of the knas of the moitzi shemra, is being toiveya that knas from the husband. And that's what the Tosefta say. Tavu mamon, when the father is the one that's being toiveya, and he's being toiveya mamon b'shloisha. Because that's a regular dina mamon as b'shloisha. There, he was already proven to be a liar, so there's no chash that it's going to come with days. No, it's fakir. We disproved this whole theory. We know she was a psula. So there's no concern anymore. So it's a regular dini mamonis, it's going to be b'shloishim. Tavu nefashes, which according to Ula means, even if the husband is simply being tevei ksuba, but because of the fact that it could come lidei nefashes, that would be enough that the halacha should be that you need esrim b'shloishim. But again, this was just a precap and really a sikum of the harder part of yesterday's daf. As it relates to where the Gemara is going to go with this right now, the Gemara is going to revisit the Machlekes Rav Meir and the Chachamim and try to understand why Moitzi Shemra, according to Rav Meir, 3 Dayanim, according to Chachamim, 23 Dayanim. Again, according to Ulu, we have to get this clear. The Machlekes is Choshesh and Olaz or Ein Choshesh and Olaz, according to the Chachamim, every single time. Now, we're going to see there are some exceptions, but up until now, every single time a man says Pesach Pesuach Matzasi, you automatically convene a Bezdin Shel Chaf Gimel. According to Rava, that's not true. The only time the Chachamim hold that you need a Bezin Shachav Kibbol by Moitzi Shemra is when it started off Bedinei Nefashis. What is the Nekudas HaMachloikis? Whether we're Chayesh L'Kvoidon Shal Rishonim or we're not Chayesh L'Kvoidon Shal Rishonim. So Ulu said the first pshat, Rava said the second pshat, Abaya is going to tell us the third pshat. Zok Tegmar Abaya, Amar Abaya said, as it relates to the Machloikis between Rav Meir and the Chachamim, the Kuliyam HaChayshin and L'Las. Everybody holds, we are Chayesh L'Las. We are concerned that if a man says Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, this may result in Dinei Nefashas. Mishum Kvaydin Shal Rishayinim. Additionally, Abaye says everybody holds that with Chayesh, Mishum Kvaydin Shal Rishayinim. So in the event that you convene the Bezin Shal Chav Gimel, and now the story got downgraded, all 23 Dayanim would have to be involved, even in this Dinei Mominus, is downgraded. V'achol, what then is the Machloikis? Meaning, what should be? What should be over here is that everybody should hold you need 23 Dayanim b'Moitzi Shemra because you're Chayesh Lolaz, and on top of that, you're even Chayesh Mishum Kvaydin Shal Rishonim. So, what's the question? The Machloikis between Rav Meir and the Chachamim was talking about a very specific case, an Oikimta. It's talking about where Edom actually came forward and Edom said that this woman was Mazana. Now, in order for a woman to be chayev Mises Bezin, or for anyone to be chayev Mises Bezin for being over a dinei nefashes, there would have to be hasra. The case was where there was hasra, but the hasra was stam. What does it mean, stam? So you can give a general hasra. The idim could tell a person who's about to do an aver, you know what you're doing right now is very, very bad, and if you do it, you're going to be chayev misa. That's a hasra stam. It's a very general, high-level hasra. A more nuanced hasra would be if you do this chayev skil, if you do this chayev chenek. So the case was where the hasra was stam, v'haytanu, and Remeir that holds that in this case, all you need is 3 dayanim. It's because he holds like the following tan. Who's that tan? The tan you're going to the price. Shark kol chayev misa shebetoyro. All other chayev misa shebetoyro. So, other as opposed to what? So Rashi says the Mesis. So all Chayvei Misa Shebetayr, with the exception of the Mesis, Eima Misa Noisam, you don't give them Misas Bezdin, Ela Be'eda, unless there's 23 Dayanim, the Eidim, and you have 2 Eidim, the Asra, you have to have Asra, the Achi Yoidiu, Shu Chayiv Misa Bebezdin. And the Masra would have had to have warned this person that you should know you're going to be Chayim Misa's best. Rabbi Huda added to that. And he said, it's not enough that you warn them that he's Chayim Misa's best, but you actually have to warn him and tell him which Misa you're going to be Chayim. Says Abaya. Remeir holds like Rabbi Yehuda, ironically. His nemesis, his Balpukdin Jas. But Remeir holds like Rabbi Yehuda. And he holds that the only time Asra is going to be considered Asra is if the person was warned in the specific Misa. V'hachav in my skin, and in our case, where Edom came. And they said that she was Mizana, and it was Hasra, but Hasra was stam. Rav Meir holds, all you need is 3 Dayanim, you know why? Because it's not Dinei Nefashis. The reason it's not Dinei Nefashis is because it doesn't check off the boxes. It trips up in one of the prerequisites that you have to have. You need Hasra with a specific Misa. You didn't have Hasra with a specific Misa. The Chachamim hold that in this case, it's going to be Be'etzim V'Shloisho, and the reason is because it's regular Misa's Bezdin. The Hasro was Hasro Stam. They don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. They hold like the Tanakam on that Braisa. Achiyoidu shu chayim misa bebezdin. Hasro Stam. In and of itself is going to be enough. So you want to know what the Machloikis between Rabbi and the Chachamim is. It's a global Sanhedrin digger Machloikis where the Hasro has to be nuanced to the specific Misa's Bezdin that this person is going to deserve. Or if the Hasro is given by Oifen Kloli, that in and of itself is going to be enough. Now, you have to ask yourself a question here that Rashi, of course, asks. And that is, so the reason Rav Meir holds 3 is because the Hasra wasn't a good Hasra. So in Mela, this Isha is not going to be Chayv Mises Bezin. She's not Chayv Mises Bezin. So all we're dining is the Ksuba. All we're dining is the Ksuba. It's Dinim Amin Espeshloish. But Abaye started off saying, the Kuli Alma Chayshin and Lalas. So if everyone holds with Chayish Lalas, so at the end of the day, there's always a concern that it's going to result in a Dinei Nefashis. So granted, right now, it's not a Dinei Nefashis. Why is it not a Dinei Nefashis right now? Because right now, the Eidim are saying that the Asra was Snam and Asra Snam is not enough. But why are we Chayish that other Eidim are going to come? Isn't that the root of Chashin Elolas? So Rashi says, V'yeh Shloimar, in Pshat in the Sug, Yezeh Yezeh Pashat. And that is that when are we Chayish Elolas? We're Chayish if a man comes, says, Pesach B'soach Matzasi. Okay, there's something suspicious over here. Maybe Eidim are going to come. When the Eidim came already, you don't have to be Chayish, maybe Eidim are going to come. We saw the Eidim, and we heard them out. And these Eidim don't have the ability to implicate her. No, so if that's the case, you have nothing to worry about anymore. So counterintuitively, it's like a Moisef Kareya. If there were no Eidim here, then you have to be Chayish, then who knows what's going to be. When the Eidim come, even though it's more Mestaber she was Mazana, because you have Eidim that are actually saying she was Mazana, she's getting off the hook on a technicality. But at the same time, as far as we know, these are the Eidim. And why would you assume there's other Eidim? The Eidim came and they said, what happened? Said, you're going to be Chayish as another set of Eidim. And they came and they gave a proper Asra. That's already Loi Mestaber. So although it's true that Kuli Alma Chayshin and Lalaz, but in a case where Eidim come and we can't implicate her based on that Haggadah Seidos, so over there the Halach is going to be Dinim Amin Espeshlosh. That's the first thing that's worth speaking out. Second thing worth speaking out is that Abaye said the Kuli Alma Chayshin and Lalaz, Umishum Kvaydin Shal Rishonim. So I ain't Toysus, but the Rishonim much a little bit. Why did Abaye have to say that? Where's an Egei in Abaye's Pshat that we're Chayish Mishum Kvaydin Shal Rishonim? The point is that we're Chayshin and Lalaz, so really in all cases you would need 23, whether you're Chayish L'Kvaydin Shal Rishonim and Chayish L'Kvaydin Shal Rishonim. Right, Rava was Mechadish, this Indian of being Chayish L'Kvaydin Shal Rishonim on the tzad that we're not Chayish L'Laz. But if you're Chayish L'Laz, you anyways always need 23. You're going to have a good reason why not to have 23. Good. Abaye gave us a good reason. But where's an Egeya that everyone holds that Chayshina Mishum Kvaydin Shal Rishonim? So this is something that the Rishonim talk about. The third thing that's worth mentioning, Rashi speaks out, and that is that Abaye is going to answer the Tosefta, the Meisevei, in the same way Ulan answered the Tosefta, right? The Chachamim Moimim Tavu Mamoin B'Shloisha. Tavu Nefashis B'Ezrim B'Shloisha. This seems to scream, Loi Chayshinon L'Laz. Abaye, like Ula, saying Chayshinon L'Laz, says, Ok Rashi, the same terrors that the Gemara gave, Aliba De Ula, which was, when the Braisa says, Tavu Mamoin B'Shloisha, means if the father's trying to get the Knas from the husband, this is the same exact way that Ula is going. That's the same exact way that Abaye is going to learn the Tosefta. But just conceptually, what Abaye did, it's kedai to say this over one more time, even though I know we're repeating ourselves, because it's going to really flow straight through the daf. This is the Bria Chatichin of the rest of the daf. And that is that Abaye is saying that I hold Saira Meir and Saida Chachamim hold that Be'etzim Chashinu Lalaz. And in your classic case of Moitzi Shemra, you're going to need a Bezen Shachav Gimel. Mishum Shiesh by Dinei Nefashos, like the Chachamim saying in the Mishnah. Reb Meir Be'etzem agrees to that. When does Reb Meir say that Moitzi Shemra is B'Shloisha? It's a specific Oikimta, and the Yisoid of the Oikimta is where Edom already came and said Dinei Nefashos, but we can't prosecute her Dinei Nefashos based on that Edos. Thus, right now there's no Dinei Nefashos. Why not? Because you can't prosecute based on that. There's also no chash of a future Dinei Nefashos, because that's only when no Eidim come. But once Eidim come counterintuitively, then you're not worried anymore. And Abaye is just giving an example, a hechatimtza, an oikimta of what the case was where the Eidim came, yet when I thought when Eidim come, that's game over. Oh no, the teretz is, they gave Asra Osnam, and Remeh holds like Rabbi Yehuda. And really, the next bunch of shatim is going to be different reasons and explanations for why, even though Eidim come, we're still not going to prosecute her, which will be the reason why there's no current Dinei Nefashos. And thus, alone that the Eidim came is the reason that we're not Chayish Lalaz for the future. Rapapa says, it's talking about with this woman, right? This woman that the man was being Moitzi Shemra to was an Isha Chaveira, she was an Isha Chashufa. Okay. Vikam Miflegi Beplukta de Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda Rabban. And the Machlis remained the Chachamim is the Machlis Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda. Tanya we learned to the Braisa, Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda said, Chaver Ein Tzarech Hasra. Someone that the Talmud Chacham does not require Hasra. Lefish Lein Nitna Hasra, Elo Lahavchim Ein Shoyig Lemezen. This is another major global macro halacha in Hilchos Sanhedrin. And that is, we know you need Hasra. You can't give someone Malkus, you can't give somebody Mises Bezin without Hasra. Stating that, Rabbi Yosef Rebuda says a chiddush that a chaver, Talmud Chacham, doesn't need Hasra. Because the yisoid of Hasra is not like a din. It's not a brisk gezach. The yisoid of Hasra is because, hey, you know, the person was amazing. Maybe he was a shaygig. Can't punish him if he was a shaygig. Like, nitna Hasra, Ella, lahavchim ben shaygig l'amazin. For us mortals who can't read people's minds to know whether or not this person was amazing or this person was a shaygig. Either way, hocha b'mayaskinen says, Rapapa, you want to know the Yakimta, it's talking about where this woman was an isha chavera. She was not a chaver. But she was an Isha Chaveira. She was a Freud that was a great Talmud Chacham. She was a Milu Medes. And what happened was, Adam came forward and said she was Mizana, but there was no Hasra. The question is she Chai Mises Bezen? Is she not Chai Mises Bezen? If you hold Chaver Ein Tzarech Hasra, so then she's going to be Chai of Mises Bezen, despite the fact there was no Hasra. If you hold that even a Chaver needs Hasra, so it comes out there was no Hasra. Reb Meir holds that a Chaver needs Hasra. As a result, there was no Hasra. All of this is Din and Mammon is different. All it's going to require is three Dayanim. Whereas the Chachamim hold this Bezen Vishloisha, because the Chachamim hold like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that Chaver Ein Tzricha Hasra. And as a result, if that's the case, it's going to be your classic Dine Nefashis. Why, according to Rameh, you're not Chayesh Lalaz? That's what we just said, because once you already have to wait them, step forward, now you're not Chayesh Lalaz anymore. So again, it's mamash like Abaya. There's Aiden that says she was Mizana, but there's a technical reason why she's not going to get Dine Nefashis. That's why it's Beshloisha. The fact that there are Aiden there were not Chayesh. What's the tech? Abaya said the technical reason was that Asra was Stam. Rapapa said the technical reason was that she was an Eishes Chaver. There was no Asra, and the Shaila is whether or not Eishes Chaver needs Asra or not. Rav Ashi says the Fipsha. He says, Kagoyin, the case was the Asra Malkis, Foli Asra Beluktal. It's talking about where Aiden came forth. And Aiden said that she was Mizana. But they also said there was no Hasra Lamisa. Forget about Hasra Stam. There was no Hasra Lamisa, period. However, there was Hasra Lamalkis. And by the way, she's not an Eishes Chaver, so you don't have to get involved in that. She's just a regular Freud. There was no Hasra, period. So there's no way she's getting Mises Bezin. But there was Hasra Lamalkis. Now Rashi speaks out that every single Chayvi Mises Bezin is also a regular Chayvi Lavin. In fact, there's a Shaila in Shas, whether you can get Malkis for being over a Chayvi Mises Bezin if there's Hasra Lamalkis. Why not? Because the Lav Shenitin Lazaras Mises Bezdin, and that's one of the technical rules. Right, Lav Shenitin Lase, Lav Shenitin Maisa, etc., etc. So one of the times that maybe you don't get Malkus is from Lav Shenitin Lazaras Mises Bezdin. Our sugya holds that Lav Shenitin Lazaras Mises Bezdin, like in all of Zakrashi. So again, what's the case? The case is two Adam came and say she was Mizan, and she's not an Eshes Chover. There was no Hasra Lemisa, so Mises off the table. But there was Hasra Lemalkus. Lav Shenitin Lazaras Mises Bezdin, like in all of. So there's going to be Malkus. What's the machlokes between Rami and the Chachamim? Say a geshmak. We come mifl. Give a plug to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbanon. The machlokes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbanon. Runs the Mishnah. Time we learned in the Mishnah. Malkus b'shloisha. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Am Ruvash from b'shloisha. Oh, we have machlokes in our Mishnah. How many dayanim do you need for Malkus? If you hold three, so this is going to be three. If you hold 23, it's going to be 23. In other words, according to Rav Ashi, the reason the Chachamim hold in our Mishnah that the Moitzi Shemra is going to need Esrim v'shloisha, it's because of the Malkus Shabbai. It's actually not related to Dinei Nefashis. It's going according to the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that Malkus is Ve'esrim B'Shloisha. So again, in a regular, classic, good old-fashioned case of Moitzi Shemra, in that case, you need a Bezen Shachav Gimel. The reason you need a Bezen Shachav Gimel is because, again, everybody holds Chashina Lalaz. Where is it negay the machloikis between Rameh and the Chachamim? In a case where Edom already stepped forward. Once Edom stepped forward, the whole Chashina Lalaz gets thrown out the window. We're not Chayesh anymore. It's in Dritimu. Or maybe it's in Sanctimu. We've repeated this a bunch of times already. But that gets thrown out of the window. At this point, being that the Edom, this is the Ikimta, said that it was Hasra Lamalkis, she's going to get Malkus. I had thought it's a lav shenitin lazaras mises, but oh, like in all of that's what Rameh and the Chachamim are both going to hold, which is shleiv libe the hilchasa. But okay, in our sugya, that's fine. So that's what they are going to hold. And what's the shaila of 3 or 23? Hagufa, how many dayanim do you need for Malkus? Ravina says, "Kigon shenimtza echam no edim karav epasal." The case over here was something else. The case was we were again pesach pesuch matzasi brings the edim nefashis, but one of the edim were found to be a Karev or Apostle, Okay, the komitzli the plukta the Rabbi Yosef the Rabbi, I'll leave it the Rabbi Akiva, and they're arguing the machloikis Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi, I'll leave it Rabbi Akiva, and the makar to this machloikis between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi, I'll leave it the Rabbi Akiva is a mishnah. Rashi tells us it's a mishnah in Masechtis Makis. So if this mishnah sounds familiar, it's a mishnah in Masechtis Makis daf. Hey, Amid Beis, going on to Daf Vav Amid Aleph, it's a classic. And the Gemara is going to bring the entire Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to take us literally onto Daf Tes Amid Beis. So first the Mishnah, and then we'll tie it in. The Tanan, Rabbi Akiva said, now the background to this Mishnah is the Tanaim were trying to understand. They were grappling with the Pasuk in the Torah. It says, Al Pishnayim Edim, Oy Shloisha Edim, Yumas Ameis, La Yumas Al Pi Edach. So clearly the Pasuk is talking about Misas Bezdin. And it says, how many Dayanim do you need for Misas Bezdin? Two or three? What's the Kasha? If it's two, so why tell me three, right? Bechlal Masayim Ona, right? Bechlal Shloisha Ishnayim. So what's this? Alpi Shnayim Oy Shloisha. And different Tanam gave different pshatim in what the Torah means to teach us with this. Kuntz again, Rabbi Akiva. He said, Loi Bosh Shlishi. This Oy Shloisha that the Torah mentions was not coming Elo Lahachmir Alof Laso Is Dinei Kayoitze Be'elo to tell us that he's going to be punished like the other two. In other words, Rabbi Akiva says you want to know why the Torah said three, because what would be if three Edom came and they said Edos and then they were found to be Zomimim, and as a result Vasisin Leikash Zomim Lasos Lachem, there would have been a Havamina Ben Benoish Al Havamina not to punish the third guy, maybe just punish the first two not the third. Why? Because he wasn't really needed, and this whole Inyan was going to play itself out the same way with or without him. So, Rabbi Akiva, the Torah said, "Al pishnayim edem oish loisha lahachmir olav on the third guy laso is dinoi kayoyt zveil, that his din should be like the din that's going to play out with the other two." And then Rabbi Akiva said, "Im kain onash akosav esan nitpalo ivre aver kovi aver." If you see, the Torah says that even though you weren't needed, but if you were part of a chabur of ivre aver, you're going to be treated like ivre aver. Alach askamu vekamu sheishalim schar esan nit. Then certainly somebody that attaches himself to Oisei Mitzvah is going to be rewarded like the Oisei Mitzvah. And then Rabbi Akiva continued. Rabbi Akiva said there's another halacha that you learn from Al Pishnayim Edom Oishloisha Edom. Now how could you learn two halachas from the same Jerusha? So I'm Berishoinim Makis Davav. But the point is, Rabbi Akiva continues in the mission. He says there's a second halacha you learn from it. Umashnayim. If you would have two Edom, and Nimse Echon Neyam Kariv Apostle, and one of them would find to be a kariv, or one of them we would discover was possibly Edos, I do some betela. Why? Because now you don't have to wait him anymore. So Ashloisha, so too if there were three, and it's Nimsa Echmeim Kariv Apostle, still a dusim betela, despite the fact that without that third guy, you still have to. So a second halacha that you learn from Al Pishnayim Edom Oishloisha Edom, it's that if you have three, and one of them is found to be a Karev apostle, the ganze Edos is bottled, even though you don't need that third guy. Uminayin Shafilu Meir, keep it continued. He said, how do I know if I have 100 Edom, and one of them is found to be a Karev apostle, that we knock out the 99? Talmud Loimer, it says Edom, right? It says the word Edom twice. Al Pishnayim Edom Oishloisha Edom, the second mention of the word Edom teaches me Afilu Meir. Either way, this is what Rabbi Akiva said is the way we're supposed to understand the Al Pishnayim Edom Oy Shloisha Edom isn't two included in three, and once I know two, so why do I need three? Now we have a machlikis tanom in the Mishnah how to understand Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yosi said, as it relates to Rabbi Akiva's second halacha of nimtze echmem karve pasul yedusim b'teila, but medvar mamur b'dinei nefashas. This is only true b'dinei nefashas, which by the way is what the pasuk is talking about. Al pishnayim edem yishloisha edem yumas hamis. Abu b'dinei maminois. This guy made this b'shach. It's no shalach of nimtze echmem karve pasul yedusim b'teila. That's Rabbi Yosi's cut. Rabbi said, echad dinei maminois, echad dinei nefashas. No, it's true for dinei maminois and it's true for dinei nefashas. However, I'm going to qualify Rabbi Akiva is aloch a little bit differently. When is this shubas manche his shubahan? When do we say nimtze echmem karav apostle yedusim b'teilo? That's if that guy that was found to be a karav apostle was one of the people that actually warned this guy and says, "Don't do this. I'm telling you right now, the courts are going to come after you." Avul bisman shaloi his shubahan. But let's say there was a guy that was found to be a karav apostle and he witnessed the ganze inyan, but at the same time he never gave asra. You don't say nimtze echmem karav apostle yedusim b'teilo, and he explained himself to the Rebbe, because if not, mayasu shneyachem ve'echad. What should two brothers and a third guy, that saw somebody kill someone, do? Meaning, automatically, this Edus is going to be dead. And the reason is because one of them is puzzle. Two of them are kravim to each other. See, you're always going to have an imsa echem karve puzzle, and a dusa betela can't be. There's no way that's the case. Meaning, if two brothers witness a drive-by shooting, that's it. This guy gets off the hook automatically. So if you want to kill somebody, just do it in front of at some family gathering, and you're good to go. You have nothing to worry about, right? It can't be. Mayasu. So says Rebbe that really Rabbi Akiva said as Allah Sai Bedin and Fasha Sai Bedin Omanis, but the only time it's going to be true is if that guy that was found to be the Karav Apostle was one of the people that actually gave Hasra. Now, the way the Gemara understands the Mishnah is Asidah Machlikis Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe in the Havana of Rabbi Akiva. Meaning Rabbi Yossi commented and Rebbe commented. But the Gemara's understanding is machlokes. Now, it's clear there's a machlokes, right? Rabbi Yossi said, "Medvar mamur bedine nefashes." Rebbe yomi echad dine mamas vechad dine nefashes. So that's a bucked saying of machlokes. But the Gemara understands that there's even a second machlokes over here. This is Ravina talking. And that is, just like Rebbe didn't hold of Rabbi Yossi's qualification, Rabbi Yossi didn't hold of Rebbe's qualification. Rabbi Yossi's qualification, Rabbi Akiva, was it's only true for dine nefashes. Rebbe's qualification was it's only true if one of the masterin was found to be a Karav Apostle. Rebbe doesn't hold of Rabbi Yossi, he says in Mefurish. Rabbi Yossi doesn't get involved in Rebbe, but Ravina understood that each one is giving their own independent qualification. They don't hold of each other. In other words, what we need is that there's a machlokes over here, whether the halach of nimtza echem em karav apostle by dine nefashos she kuli amalei pligi libid Rabbi Akiva idusim b'teil. Is that true only if one of the masrim was found to be that way, or even if not? According to Rabbi Yossi, any one of the guys idusim b'teil. According to Rebbe, only b'zman shehisru. But if it was loy hisru mayasu shnei echem echem, so then this halach is not going to be true. So says Ravina, you want to know what's going on over here? Where Matt walks in the bezin and says, and he brought Aiden. He brought a bunch of Aiden. And one of the Aiden that didn't give Hasra, his Gishmak, was found to be a Karav Apostle. The question is right now, is this Dine Nefashis or is it Dine Mamanis? It's a Machloikis Rabbi Yosef Rabbi, I'll leave it Rabbi Akiva. That's the Machloikis between Rameir and the Chachamim. Rameir holds that this is not Dine Nefashis anymore. Therefore, the only thing at stake is Ksuba. All you need is three Dayanim. I wechayish lelaz, right? Oh, it's true, but once Eidim come, we're not chayish anymore. Whereas the Chachamim hold, then no, this is Dine Nefashis. Because at the end of the day, the person that was found to be a Karav Apostle was not one of the people that gave Asra. I mean that he was not one of the people that gave Asra. This is not going to be Iba Yisrael, but the Gemara says, if you really prefer, I mean, if you're not happy with all the terutzim, I can give you more. Kigoyin, it could be the case, I'm talking about Yehisru Ba'acherim, for like Yehisru Ba'Eidim. Maybe the case is, again, where the man came, he brought Eidim, and the Eidim said that this woman was Mizana. Not only was the Eidim Mizana, was this woman Mizana, they say that there was Hasra, but the Hasra was not given by the Eidim. The Eidim say, we're not the ones that gave the Hasra, other people gave it. But the Eidim themselves were not the ones that gave Hasra. The Machlekes over here is the Machlekes Rabbi Yosef Rabban. Time we go into the Mishnah. Rabbi Yosef said, person not chai mises bezen at shiyu pi shnei Eidim masrim boy. Unless the Eidim themselves are the ones that give the Hasra. Shnemer, as the Pasuk says, al pi shnayim Eidim. So again, the case is a case where there is a Dine Nefashis, but there's a technical issue over here because the Eidim are not the ones that gave the Hasra. If you hold the Eidim have to give the Hasra, so it's Dine Mamre Special, that's Rameiros. If you hold the Eidim don't have to give the Hasra, so it's regular Dine Nefashis, it's going to be Bechav Gimel. Why you not Chayish Alas? I told everybody, right? All these terutzim are going that everyone holds Yichayish Alas and everyone holds Yichayish Mishum Kvoid and Shol Rishayim. The answer is because once the Eidim come at that point, this is not something you have to worry about. The Iba Yisrael, the Gemara says, if you want, I can tell you even another teretz. You're going to iskachish bebdikos for iskachish bechakiris. So we know echad dini momenis echad dini nefashis need drisha and chakir. Lamaisa, they only used to do drisha vechakir by dini nefashis, not by dini momenis. We already saw b'chaninas memra on daf gimel amud aleph. It's kadesh leitino delis bifnei lavin. But the bottom line is they always did drisha vechakira when it came to dini nefashis. Now, what happens if by dini nefashis when they were doing the drisha vechakiris, so the cross examination it didn't match up. So one eight said one way, the other eight said another way. If it's in chakirois, I do some detail. What's chakirois? So chakirois were seven preordained questions they used to ask. What time, what this, what that, right? We'll get into it. But it's all negeya, the potential and the possibility for hazama, right? Any debe chakirois is a problem because it becomes eidish yatu yachad azir, but we're getting ahead of ourselves. But the bottom line is, bedikas are more nuanced questions related to this particular case, and there's a machlek is whether if the Edom trip up, their testimony is inconsistent on the bedikas level, whether or not that is an issue of it disqualifying the Eidus or not. So says the Gemara, our case was talking about where Eidim came. And they were cross-examined. They got the Chakiris right, perfect. But the Bedikos, they did not get right. They were iskachish bebedikos. Vekomifli, what's the machloikis? Beplukta de benzakai verabondas. Now we learn to the Mishnah. Maisa ubodik benzakai beukzei te'enim. Benzakai was once boidik beukzei te'enim. He was once asking technical questions about something that happened with regards to the ukits of the te'enim, the figs where this avera took place. But the point is that he held that if there's a hakosh in the bedikas, it's going to be a problem. And that's the machloikas over here. The machloikas is where there was a hakosh in the bedikas. If you hold a hakosh in the bedikas, you have to throw the edom out. Oh, so if you have to throw the edom out, so now what you're left with is dinei mominus is b'shloisha. If, however, you hold that you don't have to throw the edus out, then this is going to be dinei nefashos, and as a result, it's going to be b'chav kibbol. Why are you worried that edom are going to come later? Because once you have the edom here right now, at that point, you don't have to worry. The bottom line is, this is the eighth and final explanation that the Gemara gives in terms of understanding what exactly the machloikis between Reb Meir and the Chacham and our Mishnah is. So when we learned the Mishnah on the Mishnayos level, this seemed rather innocent. Moitzi Shemra, do you need 3 Dayana? Because right now we're dining the Ksuba, so it's Dine Momenis. Or maybe 23, because you never know, edom might come and say that she was Mizana, and as a result, so right now, let's just be prepared and let's already have the Sanhedrin Katana ready to go because this could evolve into Dinei Nefashos. But really, after further review, what emerges is a whole bunch of different possibilities and potential of what could be going on. Anything from Chashina Lelaz and Chayshim Mishum Kvaydin Shal Rishonim to some of the biggest sugis in Shas, whether Hasra has to be specific to the Mises Bezdin, does an Eishas Chavar need Hasra, do the Edom have to be the ones to give Asra. Could be they're arguing with regards to how many dayanim you need for Malkus. That's a big shayla. Nimtza echamim karav apostle by dinei nefashos, with the person that was found to be a karav apostle was not one of the people that was actually masra. What would be if there was hakchasha with regards to the bedikos, but there was no hakchasha with regards to the chakiris? So these are some of the major big sugis and shas. 8 different possibilities of what the machloikis might be. We are going to go weiter. Amar Rav Yosef said, we're still talking about the laws of Moitzi Shemra. Hevi about Edom Shazinsa. What happens if the husband brings Edom that says that this woman that he married thinking she was a basul? And Pesach Pesach Matzah was Mizana. Chlore Edom said she was Mizana. And checks off all the boxes. Of a behavior of Edom Vizimum Lady Abal. But these Edom were found to be Edom Zoymimin. So the law is like this. Edi Abal Nehrogin. The Edom Shalmimon. The Edi Abal are going to be Chayim Misas Bez. And why? In this case, they wanted this woman to be Chayiv Mises Bezdin. They don't have to pay Mammon, however. Now, why would you think they have to pay Mammon? Because they wanted her to get killed. They also wanted her to lose her Ksuba. But being that they're getting killed for the Edus they said about her, they can't be Chayiv Mammon for the Edus they said about her as well. And the reason is because this is Kamlei B'Derabimei. So if you didn't have enough big sugis in today's daf, based on the rule of Kamlei B'Derabimei, they're going to be Chayiv Misna, they're not going to be Chayiv Mammon. But Rabbi Yosef continued. He said, what would be if Chazav Ehevi Abal, Edom V'Zimum Le'edeav? What would be if the husband then brought Edom, and he was Mazim the Edei Ho'av? So now the original Edom are good, because the Edei Ho'av, who were Mazim, the Edei Abal, were the ones that just got knocked out. So Edei Ho'av, Nerogin U'Misham. The Edei of the father are going to be killed, and they're going to be chayiv mamon. Mamon lozev and nefashos lozev. Right, the chayiv misa, let's go backwards, because they wanted to give the edei abal misas bezdin. How were they going to give the edei abal misas bezdin? Because they were going to get the oynish of kasha zaman. So now they get kasha zaman because they were found to be zaymin. But they're also going to be chayiv mamon. The reason they're also going to be chayiv mamon is because they wanted the husband to have to pay a knas. Because the husband, when his edim were disproved, became the Moitzi Shemra, right? That is the Moitzi Shemra. See, now became the Moitzi Shemra. Moitzi Shemra has to pay money. As a result, they have to pay money. Now, even though we just said this, Kom Lebe Derab Aminei, so you have a Chayef too, but this is different. The reason this is different is because the Chayef Misa for wanting to kill the Edim and the Chayef Momin for wanting to make the husband pay. It's Momin Lazer and the Fashis Lazer. This is a Chiddush and Kom Lebe Derab Aminei. Even though it's one Maisa, I got to say this, it's one Avera, but being that the Misa is Machmas one person and the Moment is machmas another person, so in that case, the halach is you don't say kam lebe derabim in it. Meaning, in the situation where it was the Eidei Habal that were found to be Zoymimin, there's only Misa, there's no Mammon. And the reason is because the Eidei Habal wanted the Isha to die and the Isha to lose her Ksuba. So the Mammon and the Nefash was for the same Zeh, was for the same Isha. But when it comes to the Eidei Ha'av, the Eidei Ha'av are being Mechayev Misa to the Eidei Habal, Mammon to the Baal. It's two different people. It's Mammon Zeh, Nefash Zeh, and that's why with it, there's no Kamei with the Rabbi. I'm Rabbi Yosef. We haven't had enough sugyas yet. Here's maybe the biggest one in the whole daf. So Rabbi Yosef said, Ployni Rav Lo Einsai, if a man says that Ployni was Reveya him, Mishkov Zachar, Lo Einsai, meaning he says somebody was Ma'anasim. That's basically his testimony. Who the Achar Mitztarfin Lahargai. This guy himself, the Nirva, the victim of this story, could be Mitztarf with another kosher aid, and they can implicate this guy and give him Mises Besen. This is a chiddush. You would have thought that he's the subject matter, right? He's the victim here. So the victim can testify, he's a kosher aid, said Rabbi Yosef, yes. Plainly, Rabbi La'ainzai, who the Achim et Starf in Lahark. But that's only if he says that it happened by Oynes. What if a guy walks into Bezin and he says, Plainly, Rabbi La'ainzai, he says he was a willing partner, this was something he was masking to, it happened L'Ratzin. So then Rabbi Yosef said it's different. Why? Because Rasha. Once he says that he was Mizana Mishkev Zachar, B'Ratzin, now he's a Rasha. V'Atayra Amr, the Torah says, Al-Tashis Rasha, hey, a Rasha's Pasolatus, a Rasha's Pasolatus, at this point, there's no question, it's not going to work, meaning his edus won't be an edus. If it's saying that it happened by oynis, or at the very least it's a kosher aid, it's a chiddush, you think he's an egeya be'edus, he's one of the balei davar, good. This is Rabbi Yosef's chiddush. But to the extent that he says it happened beratzin, so now it comes out that he's a rush. Oh, you're a rush. A rush is possible edus, right? In the world of psule edus, it's a pasuk in the Torah. Atosh is rush. A rav, I'm a rav, says, no. Adam karev etzal atzmoy, ve'ein adam mesem atzmoy rasha. A person doesn't have the ability to be mesem atzmoy rasha. So if somebody says, pleini ravi l'tzoynoi, he's not a rasha, because we don't believe you. A person is not believed to say that you're a rush. You're not that namonis. You can say someone's a rush. You can't say you're a Rasha. But the point is that being we don't believe you when you say that you are Mizana Beratzin, so therefore you're not a Rasha. If you're not a Rasha, you're kosher to be made on the other guy. And what's going to happen is, Hu Va'acha Mitztarf in Laharga. So according to Rava, Hu Va'acha Mitztarf in Laharga is true not only Ployni Rava Li'ainzai, but it's going to be true even if it's Ployni Rava Li'ainzai. Now there's a little bit of an issue over here. And this really goes to the heart of the whole sugya. It's the last Rashi on the Amid. And that is, Memonavshach. If Eino the Mesem Atzmei Rasha, and we don't believe what you're saying, so how are we accepting your testimony? Right, Hu Va'acha Mitztarf in Lahar Goy. If you believe him, then believe him, right? Memonavshach. You trust him or you don't trust him? You trust him to kill this guy? Well, you just said that you yourself did it, and you did it Beratzin, in which case you're a Rasha, you should be Pasaleidos. The Teretz is, Rava holds Palginan Dibura. U'mahamnina le legabi chavrei, v'loi mehamnina le legabi dideh. That's the last line of Rashi. Sanhedrin daf tesam aveis. This is the chiddush of Palginan Dibura, and that's how this works. Amar Rava, on that note, Rava is Ploini Bal Ishti. If somebody walks into Bezin and he says that Ploini was Mizana, Al Ishti, his own wife, who va'achar mitstarfin lahargoy, avaloy lahargoy. He could be mitstarf taka with somebody else to kill that person, but not laharga. Why not laharga? Because he's not neman to say edus about his wife. I mean, even if he says his wife is mizana beratzin, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, he's a karev to his wife. He's not going to be believed, but he is believed lagabi the other guy. So the Gemara says, my kamashmon. What was Rava's chiddush? Oh, the mefalgin and the bedibur, right? Obviously, that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that we say palgin and dibur, meaning you would think that if he's not believed for her, then he shouldn't be believed for him either. Oh, but faith the Gemara, hainu hach, isn't that literally hachaina? Meaning we said already the halacha of palgin and dibur with regards to ploini rava l'rtzoinai. So why do you have to repeat again the halacha of palgin and dibur as it relates to ploini bal? Ishti, so the Gemara says, ma'al d'teima, I would have thought, adam karv, etzal atzmei amrinon, etzal ishtalei amrinon kamashma. The chiddush of this member of rava is not palgin and dibur. That's not the chiddush. The chiddush is not palgin and dibur. You want to know what the chiddush is? The chiddush is that a person has known a manas klapi his wife. You could have thought that maybe a person does have adam karv, etzal atzmei, that we understand, but maybe etzal ishtalei amrinon. Efshinish. Now it sounds like a very big chiddush. Ishtek gufoy, right? V'davak beishtoy. But v'ahu l'basar echad. But al kaponim says the Gemara Rava felt at the very least this was an important memra. you would have thought that maybe a person is not considered a karvei etzel ishtoi. And the chiddush again is not the palgin and the ibura part. The chiddush is that a person is considered a karvei towards Amar Rava. Rava said plainly ba'al naira hamurasa. If somebody walks into bezin and he says plainly was ba'al naira hamurasa ve'huzmu, and he brings the edim and the edim were found to be zoymimin. So the halacha is neherogin ve'imishal mimamin. These edim zoymim are going to be killed, but they're not going to have a chiyuv mamin. Why are they going to be killed? Because a naira hamurasa is chayiv misa and vasisa like kashas. We're going to kill them. But at the same time, they're not going to be chayiv mamon. Now, why would you think they should be chayiv mamon? Because if a naira meras is mezana, she loses her ksuba. So if she loses her ksuba, there should be a chayiv mamon. Stating that, nerogin ve'ein meshalmin mamon. And the reason is because these edim actually never said who the naira meras is. They said, ploini ba al naira hamurasa. Who's this naira meras? We don't know. Because we don't know, they're actually never even implicating the Naira Murasa. You know what they're implicating? They're implicating the Boyo. And they're Chayef Misa Vasisam Lekasha Zaman for what they wanted to do to the Boyo. Not for what they wanted to do to the Naira Hamurasa. And being that from the perspective of the Boyle, there's no cheshbon of Ksuba, so therefore, they're going to be Nerogin ve'ei Meshal Mimam. If, however, they say Bito Shal Ploini, let's say the Eda says that Bito Shal Ploini was the Naira Hamurasa and she was Mezana, ve'huzmu, then the Alach is Nerogin Meshal Mimam. Then they're going to be Chayiv Misa, Vasisa Lekasha Zaman, because they wanted the Boyle and the Naira Hamurasa to get killed, but they're also going to be Chayiv Mamin. Now, you're going to tell me, how could it be Chayiv Mamin? Why is this not come libid the Rabbi? I mean, eh? Not Mamin Lazem and Afashas Lazem. Because a Naira Murasa is a woman whose ksuba actually goes to the father. It doesn't go to her. And as a result, it comes out that the Misa is for one and the Mammon is for the other, and it's for that reason. If we know who the Naira Hamurasa is, so then there is a Mammon is the Gecheshman, then they're going to be Chayiv Mammon. So that's the difference between the two cases. If the man says Ploini Ba al Naira Hamurasa, doesn't say who she is, so there's a Kasha Zomim of Misa, there's no Kasha Zomim of Mammon. If, however, the Edom say Bita Yishol Ploini, so now there is a Mammon Cheshman, and being that it's Mammon Zen, it's for that reason you could be Chayiv Ba Amar Rava, very similar halacha. Ploini, in fact, so similar, the Gemara is going to ask, why do we even need to repeat this? Ploini Rava Hashor. If somebody walks into Beis Din, Edom say, Ploini was Rava Ashar. Ashar. Vahuzmu. And they were found to be Zomim in Nerogim. The halach is, they get Misa. Why? Kasha Zomam, a Rava Shar is Chayim Misa. But the Imashal Mamam. The reason that Mashal Mamam is they didn't identify which shar it is. So no shar was going to be stoned to death because we don't know which shar it is. Shar is shal ploini. V'huzmu nerogin v'mashal mimamin. If they identify the shar and they're found to be zoymimin, so now there's misa and there's mamin. Mamin lazeh, unifashis lazeh. Feit the gemara hasu lama lihainu hach. Again, this is literally hachain. It's the same exact halacha. Right, you see the sequence? We had two halachas that Rava said in Palgin and Dibure that sounded very similar. The gemara said, isn't it the same thing the gemara gave at Tzrichasa? And now again, we have another two halachas that Rava said that sound. It's like there's a lot of halachas over here, so just to make a little seder here. Another two halachas that sound very, very similar, and the Gemara is asking, isn't it the same thing? The Gemara says, yeah, it really is the same thing. And the only reason it was mentioned is Mishum Deka Bayi Bayi Ilave. It's because of a follow-up Ibayi that Rava said. I mean, Rava was just like setting up. This was all the appetizer. He was getting to the ikkar of what he was trying to say. What was his Ibayi de Bayi Rava? Ploini Rava Shairi Mahu. What would be if somebody walks into Bezin and then he says, Ploini was Reveya my own Shar. Mi Amrinan, do we say Adam Karav Eitzel Atzmoy? The Ein Adam Karav Eitzel Mamaynoy? Do we say that the person is not considered a karev etzel his mamin? Okay. Or a person is considered a karev etzel mamaynoy. Now, to be clear, Rav already established that you say palgin and debure. So mamon of shach, this guy's going to get killed for what he said. The question is he believed about his shar, or is he not believed about his shar? Because again, a shar that's engaged in roiva v'nerva is also put to death. So the shaila is, do we kill the shar, or do we not kill the shar? If adam karev etzel shay, right, he has no nemanus. Now, we're going to believe him klape the roiveya. We're not going to believe him klape the shar. That's Rav Tzimdrit and Mol's Chiddush of Palgin and Dibure, but the point is, we're not going to believe Klapi the Shor. If Ein Adam Karev Eitzel Mamaynoy, so you believe in Gadu Shor. So that was the Shaila. So again, Adam Karev Eitzel Atzmoy, there was a little bit of a Shaila of Adam Karev Eitzel Ishtoy. Now we're ready up to Shoyrei. Adam Karev Eitzel Shoyrei, or Ein Adam Karev Eitzel Shoyrei, this was Rav Zibayo. So again, Adam Karev Eitzel Atzmoy is obvious who you are Karev to, if not to yourself. Adam Karev Eitzel Ishtoy, Rav was certain of, but he wasn't sure everyone else was. So Rav felt he had to say it. as it relates to Adam Karv Eitzel Shari, Rav Alein was Mesopik. Basa de Baya, Hader Pashta. After Rav asked this question, he was Poshed it. Adam Karv Eitzel Atzmai. The Ein Adam Karv Eitzel Mamaynai. A person is a Karv Eitzel Atzmai. He's not Karv Eitzel Mamaynai. And if he's not Karv Eitzel Mamaynai, he's Nemon to say that his Shar itself should be put to that. Either way, we'll leave it for the Olam to count up how many big sugyas we just went through. So we started on Chesam and Beis. I mean, with the Chazara, we just learned almost two blocks. But we started Chesam and Beis. We made it to Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Sugya Arucha after Sugya Arucha after Sugya Arucha. This Daf, which feels like any one of the 176 Dafin in Bava Basra, is an anomaly in Masech the Sanhedrin. Most of the Sanhedrin has a lot of Agadata and a lot of more Leichter Zachin, as we're going to return to in the coming Dafin, but at the same time, a very intense Sanhedrin Daf Tes goes down as one of the very, very intense Dafin and Shas, and we are going to leave it here. But just to end with one lighter Ha'ara, going back to something that we've spoken about here in the beginning of the Masechta, and that is, we say in davening, in Shmoyne Esra, three times a day, Hashiva Shaifteinu Kivari Shaina, V'yoyatzeinu Kivatchila, I daven Nusach Svard, V'haser Mimenu Yogim V'anocha, Umloichaleinu Meheira, Ato Hashem Levadcha B'chesed Uverachamim, V'tzadkeinu B'tzedek Uvemishpat Baruch Ato Hashem Melech Oyev Tzedaka Uvemishpat. And this bracha, this bakasha, this tefillah, is a bakasha that the Ebeshe should bring back the shoiftim of yesteryear. We should go back to where it's going to be. V'tzadkeinu b'tzedek uv'mishpat. This is what we're davening for. Masech the Sanhedrin, shoiftim v'shoitrin, Parshas Yisroi, the few psukim tucked away that we darshened the other day in beginning of Parshas Dvarim. Hashiva shoiftenu k'varishoinu v'yayatzenu k'vatchila. All the Rishonim say, we mentioned this already, that this opening line, Hashiva Shaifteinu Kvarishoin Ve'yatzeinu Kvatchila, is really a play on the words of Yeshaya Novi in the end of the Nevuah of Chazon Yeshayo, where Yeshaya Novi says in the regular Haftar Diganigan, it's not an Eicha anymore, Vashiva Shaifteinu Kvarishoin Ve'yatzeinu Kvatchila. So Yeshaya Novi said that there's going to be a day where it's going to be Vashiva Shaifteinu Kvarishoin Ve'yatzeinu Kvatchila, and we daven for that. We're davening for Yeshaya Novi's Nevuah. That's mamish what we're davening for. Yeshaya promised it. So we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Nevuah of Yeshaya, Hashiva Shaifteinu Kvarishoin. V'yoyatzeinu Kvatchila. We mentioned that the Medrash says, Hashiva Shaifteinu Kvarishoin Zem Moshe V'Han. It's a Yalkut Shemoini in Yeshaya, right in the beginning, Perek Aleph. It's Remez Shin Tzadok Aleph. It's also a Psikta de Rav Kahana in Pisko Tesvav Eicha. V'ashiva Shaifteich Kvarishoin V'yatzeich Kvatchila. V'ashiva Shaifteich Kvarishoin Zem Moshe V'Han. And I think it's a little sasum. Why is it that when we daven Hashiva Shaifteinu, which again is really a play on Yeshaya Novi's words, Vashiva Shaifteich Kivarishoina, that we're asking Dafka for Moshe Naharin? Now, the reason we're asking for Moshe Naharin, I'm not saying it's Akasha, of course, right? But usually when we ask for Moshe Naharin, it's Moshe Naharin will lead us. Moshe Naharin, the judges. In the world of Shoiftim, who do we want? We want judges again. Hashiva Shaifteinu Kivarishoina. What does it mean, Kivarishoina? We should have judges Azoivi Moshe, and we should have judges Azoivi Aharon. So just one idea, and that is, we mentioned once upon a time a Nifladi Chassam Sofer, and this is from the most incredible Chassam Sofers of all time. It's a Chassam Sofer Al HaTorah, it's in Parshas Yisrei. The Gemara says in the beginning of Shor Shenoga Chasapara, how do you know that Hamoitzi Mechaveroi Olav Araya? Sort that from a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Mi bal dvarim yigash aleihem, and from there we learn hamoitzi mechaveroi olav arai. The Gemara says lomeli kras svaruhu ayin chum bavakama mem vavam in base. But the Halakha Chassam Sofer, and this is really in a few places, but I'm reading from Chassam Sofer Alei Torah in Parshas Yisro. He asks that why is it that it was in that pasuk that the Torah decided to teach us this idea of hamoitzi mechaveroi olav arai? So he says if you look at the context is Moshe Rabbeinu was just mekabel the Torah miSinai. The Yidden just received the Torah, and now Moshe Rabbeinu is about to climb up the mountain, and he's going to go into Shamayim for 40 days to bring down the Luchos. And before Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Shamayim to bring the Luchos, so he turns to Aharon and Hur and the Skenim, and he says, I'm not going to be here now because I'm going to be in Shemayim. So any person that's going to have a din Torah, mid bal dvarim, yigash aleihem. We should bring it to you. Don't bring it to me because I'm not here. I'm going to be in Shemayim. You're not going to have access to me. So at this point, mid bal dvarim, yigash aleihem. So says the Chasam Sofer, that's the pasuk where Chazal taught us on Moitzim Mechaveri Olivarai. He says the oimik advarim is because the Zayir HaKadosh says that Moitzim Rabbeinu, when he used to paskin Shailas, he used to paskin Bali Eda, Ubali Aiden, Ubali Asra. He didn't need Aiden of Asra. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was able to paskin Shailas Baruch HaKodesh. So he says, as long as Moshe Rabbeinu was judging, it wasn't necessary. Odin HaMoitzi Mechaveri Oliver Raya. There was no such thing as Shnai Moitzi Betal Vezoimer Animitzasi, Vezoimer Animitzasi, Vezoimer Kulush Vezoimer Kulush Li. There was no Monashlishi. There was no Chenveni Alpin Kasoi. There was no Machlepar Vechamar. There's no Shar Shanagh Sapar Venimso Urbavitsi. He didn't have all these cases. You know why? Because every Sufik Mammon, Moshe Rabbeinu knew the truth. He knew Baruch HaKodesh. But now that Moshe Rabbeinu is going up to Shamayim, and now Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to be here, and now Aharon, Bechur, and all the Skadim, they're going to be the ones that are going to have to judge. So what happens if this is Safik Mamin? What are you going to do? I don't know. Oh, mi baldvarim, yigash aleihem, hamoitzi mechaveri olav haraya. But before Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shamayim, said the Hilchos Chasam Sofer, there was no hamoitzi mechaveri olav haraya, because it was poshit. It was poshit. Moshe Rabbeinu knew. There was no Safik Mamin. There's no Jorah de Mamayna. There's no such thing as a Mamin Amutu B'Safik. The whole concept of a Mamin Amutu B'Safik was nischadish right now when Moshe Rabbeinu was going up to Shamayim. And because it was at this second that this inyu was nischadish, that's why now it had to be nischadish a din. What's the din that was Schadish? It was a schadish. We once said that maybe this is the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't intuitively do what Yisroi told him to do. Right? The whole beginning of Parashas Yisroi is that Yisroi tells Moshe, I have an amazing idea. I thought of this brainstorm. I think we should set up a judicial system. Why do you have to be busy the whole day? Yeah, davar akasha, davar agadol, that will bring to you. But everything else, let all the judges set up a system and let all these chevra go ahead. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, I hear, let me go ask the Eibishta. And at the time, we said two things are very, very awesome. Number one, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't figure this out by himself. And number two, you hear a good piece of advice. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu say, I have to go ask the Eibishter? So we once told Tzu, again, we're not going to be Meirich, but the Chasam Sofer in his Hesper, Rabbi Kiv Eger, who said that we know David HaMelech was Yodai Meluchleches Bedam, Beshvir Veshulya, Latai Risha Labailo, right? David HaMelech, in his great humility, he was busy Agansa Tog, being Oisik and being Matai Risha Labailo. Freit the Chasam Sofer in his Hesped, he says, why David HaMelech have to be busy with this? But there was a shortage of Shoiftim v'Shoitrin, there was a Sanhedrin, you had all the different Dayanim, there had to be in the times of David HaMelech. So why did David HaMelech have to be busy with this? So said the Hilchos Chasam Sofer, because the Gemara says, Vashem Imay regarding David. David HaMelech knew that the Halacha was like him whenever he paskin, and as a result, he had a responsibility, he had an obligation to always be the one that's going to paskin. There was no Eitzim, there was no Breira. David HaMelech had to be the Shoifet. You know why? Because he knew he was going to get it right. You ask a Dayan or Shaila, you don't know for sure he's getting it right, but by David HaMelech, he knew he was getting it right. How do you know he was getting it right? Because by David HaMelech, Vashem Imoy, Melamed Shalocha Kemoisa B'chal Mochim. So David HaMelech had no choice, and every single Shaila ended up being brought to him. So the Hergish was that Moshe Rabbeinu was passing up Yeruch HaKadosh, which means Aspaklar Yamira, Moshe Rabbeinu was getting it right. So Moshe Rabbeinu knew the eights of Yisroel, but he says, I'm like David HaMelech. I have no choice. I have to pass in all the Shailas. So what was Yisroel's eights? Much I hear, I'm asking. But if you have a regular Dine Mominus Beshloisha, you think there's another Dayan that's going to get it wrong? He's probably also going to get it right. Good, the Dover HaKosh, the Dover HaGadol, I don't think anybody should be writing tshuvas to be Matur Agunus other than you, Moshe. But when it comes to the little Shailas, I don't think you have to be busy with it. Moshe said, I hear, Abla Maisach Tafregen, and that could be is the rest of the story of what's going on in Parashas Yisrael. But the bottom line is, Ein Zach, is when Moshe Rabbeinu paskind, wasn't his Shikul Hadas. When Moshe Rabbeinu paskin, it was without Edom, without Hasra. It was because everyone understood that Shechina was medaberes mitach groinoi. And as a result, if you went to Moshe Rabbeinu for a psak din, what you were getting was the psak din that was emes. There was no shaila in the world. This was the emes of judgment. And whoever came, the plaintiff, the defendant, all the chevra, the toyan and the nitin, they both understood that whatever Moshe Rabbeinu said was the truth. And when you know that the psak that you got is the real psak, you walk out with a good feeling. You know it's true. Hashiva Shaifteinu Kvarishoinu. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring back a Shaifet like Moshe Rabbeinu. A Shaifet where you know you're going to din, it's going to be a din emes. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, when he paskins, he's not just paskining. When Moshe Rabbeinu paskins, it's coming Miruach HaKodesh. And it's Pasha. That's the Hergish. We don't just want Moshe the Manik. We want Moshe the Shoifet. Because in the world of Shoiftim, in the world of Mishpat, Moshe Rabbeinu stands on a pedestal because of the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was passing Miruach HaKodesh. So that's good for Moshe. What about Aharon? What about Aharon? So we talked a little bit about Aharon. Yeah, Dayan, Nishta Dayan. Place this on Davav Amidays. Derai Mehemnon, Parshas Vayikra. But the truth is, there's an Avos Derav Nosson. Everyone knows parts of this Avos Derav Nosson. They're famous. But in your name, there's one line in Avos Derav Nosson that I think is very, very relevant. The Mishnah says that a person should be mitamidav shel Aharon. Oyev shalom v'roidav shalom. Oyev es habriyos. Says the Avos Derav Nosson, Oyev Shalom Ketzad. What does it mean that Aharon HaKohen was an Oyev Shalom? Lami Shehi Adam, Oyev Shalom B'Yisrael Bein Kol Echad Ve'Echad, Kiderach Shai Aharon Oyev Shalom Bein Kol Echad Ve'Echad. Shenem HaTayr Esem Esoyitza B'Fiyu V'Avlo Yenimtza V'Sfas V'Shalom V'Mishar HaLachiti V'Rabim Heishim Yom. And then the Avos Derav Nosson tells the story. K'no Yaharon Mahalach Baderech, if Aharon HaKohen was walking in the street, Pogah Bei Ba'odim Rasha, he saw a Rasha, he would go with him, he would give him Azav Var Mishalom Aleichem, V'Nosson Lo Yishalom. L'macha, the next day, Bikesh Oysa Ish Lavar Aveira. That guy wanted to do an Aveira. Omar, he would say to himself, Oy li, heich eso einai achar kach ve'eres Aaron. I'm going to do an aveira tomorrow. I'm going to meet Aharon. Aaron's going to look at my shteren. He's going to know, how could I even do it? Boishti heimenu. Shenosan li sholem. I'm embarrassed to do an aveira. I'll be embarrassed from him tomorrow because of the fact that he gave me sholem aleichem. Nimtza oysa ish meineya oitzatzma min aveira. This guy would refrain himself from doing it. D'chein shnei ben yadam shasa meriva zemze. And if he had two people that were fighting, holach, Aharon v'yoshav etzel echem him. Aharon would sit down with one of them. Amalei would say, b'ni, rei chavercho ma'u oimer. Says, you know what's going on with your friend, this guy that you're fighting with? Mitorif es liboy. He's ripping his heart. V'koreyes begodav, he's tearing his clothing. Oy Mary saying, Oy li, eich eso es einai ve'eres chaveri, boishtei menusha, nihu shesarachti ol. The other guy heard this, he says, I didn't realize this person's so bizarre because of this little meriva that we're having. He would come to a point where and then Aharon would go to the other guy. In the meantime, kishenif kishu zebezeh, I'm skipping a little bit, they would meet each other. Gifafu, v'noshku zelezeh, l'kach nemeh v'ayifku es Aharon shloishem yom kom beis Yisrael. But the Avos Derav Nosson continues and says, "Mipnei ma bachu Yisrael es Aharon shloishem yoyim." Why was it that when Aharon HaKohen died for 30 days, they mourned Aharon? Mipnei, the reason is shadon Aharon din emes lamitai. Because when Aharon HaKohen used to judge, he used to judge a din that came out emes lamitai. When he judged, it was emes lamitai. Minayin like amrad isha sarach tavloi lo isha sarach. He knew how to give zechen etzah and judge emes lamitai. Now, how did Aharon HaKohen judge? It's interesting, the Avos Derav Nosson doesn't even say. It just says that when he did it, it was emes lamitai. And because it was emes lamitai, everybody cried so terribly when he ended up leaving this world. But we know the rest of the story. It's a Gemara. It's a major Gemara. It's a whole half Amid Gemara in Sanhedrin, Vav Amid Beis. The Gemara says that the way Aharon HaKohen used to judge was pshara. And because Aharon HaKohen used to judge with pshara, there was a hergish, there was a feeling of emes lamitai. Now what does pshara have to do with emes lamitai? It's a little bit sossam, but the truth is, there's a Rashi in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, right in the beginning of Perek Zeboir, right around the corner, that gives us a little bit of a giloy. Perek Zeboir begins that whenever you have a dini mamonis b'shloicha, the way it works is Zeboir lo yechad, v'zeboir lo yechad, u'shneim boir lem oid echad. Amri b'marav is Oktigmar. Now it's all they used to say. B'shmeid Rab Zeir. And the name of Rab Zeir, mitoich shezeh boir loy dayin echad, v'zeh boir loy dayin echad, u'shneim boir lem oid echad, yetzei hadin emes lamitoi. If you're going to do it in that way, the din is going to be emes lamitoi. So Krashi, what does it mean it's going to be emes lamitoi? The tzaisei balidinim. The balidinim are going to listen. The sober hachayiv, the chayiv is going to say, hare ani ba'atzmi birarti yoechad. It's going to be emes lamitoi in the sense, I don't know if they're going to get it 100% right, but you're going to feel like it was emes lamitoi. You're going to walk out with a very good feeling because you're going to say, I know I had one of my guys and it was shneim boir lamoid echad. It was mamish equal. If this is the way they came out, this is probably the way it is. Emes lamitoi, Rashi seems to teach, means that if you have a feeling that this came out with 100% perfection, this is a p'china of emes lamitai. Hashiva Shoifteinu Kibarishoinu. We want Shoiftim again that are going to be Kibarishoinu. Where the Shoiftim are going to judge and it's going to be Emes Lamitai. You know where it's going to be Emes Lamitai is at Moshe V'Aharon. And not in the same way. That's a Gemara. Moshe used to say Yikav Adinus Ahar. And Aharon was Oyev Shalom V'Roidev Shalom. But at Tzadah Shova Shavahem, it was Emes Lamitai. Moshe Rabbeinu was Emes Lamitai. Why? Moshe Rabbeinu was Emes Lamitai because it was Bli Eidim V'Asro, Shechinim and Abaris B'Tayach Groinai. Aharon Akoyin, in the words of Avos Derab it came about through Pshara, like the Gemara's Meirich and Sanhedrin Davava Mebes. That's Hashiva Shoiftenu Kvarishoina. We should have Shoiftim Nochamo that are going to come and they're going to judge so that we're going to have Emes Lamitai. But the Emes is, if you look at the Medrash goes weiter. The Medrash says, Vashiva Shoiftayach, Zem Moshe Vaharen, Viyoyat Sayach, Zem Dovru Shloima. In Psikta de Rav Kahana, it's the same exact lashon. Vashiva Shoiftayach Kibarishon is a Moshe V'Aharon, V'yoyatzayach Kibatchilo is a Dovid Shloim. It's interesting, we mentioned this fleetingly in the beginning of the Masechta, the Vilna Goyen, in the Siddur Ishe Yisrael, this is Avnei Elio, on the bracha of Hashiva Shoiftayach Kibarishon. So the Goyen brings this Chazal, and he actually changes the Gersa. Vashiva Shoiftayach Kibarishon is referring to Dovid Shloim, V'yoyatzayach Kibatchilo is referring to Moshe Naharin. And the Goyin says that the raya that my Gersa is right is in the nuance, the grammatical difference, feels like Chumash here, between Kivarishoina and Kivatchiva. So the Goyin says that Varishoina means the beginning of something, as opposed to Tchila means even before that thing. So, for example, Rashi in the beginning of Bereshis talks about the nuance between Barishoina and Bereshis. The Goyin is talking about the nuance between Barishoina and Batchila. This is geschmack. I never realized dikta could be so much fun. But the bottom line is, so the Goyin says, Barishoina means the beginning of something. Tchila means afilu fardazach. So the Goyin says that in this bracha, we're asking for Malchus Beis David to return. That's what the Goyin said. So he says that David Ushloimo, they were the Rishoina of Malchus Beis David. Moshe Naharin came before Malchus Beis David, and it's for that reason they're only the Barishoina. Oh, but the bottom line is, Girsa Sagro, or the Girsa that we have in all our Midrashim, is that Ashiva Shevtein, Ashiva Shevteinu Moshe Naharin, it's Moshe Naharin and it's David Ushloimo. So we explained a little bit Moshe Naharin. Oh, but what about David Ushloimo? Who come to around David Ushloimo that we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring back Shoiftim that they should be like David Ushloimo? So at first glance, we just mentioned that David HaMelech, we know, was Vashem Imoy. Halacha Kemoyse B'chal Mokim. Okay, seems to flow nicely with the raid. Seems to shtim. We also had the Gemara, where the Gemara says David was Oysed Stakum Mishpat, according to one man, it's a big machlok is what it means. One man says that he did Pshara, and it's Mestaber, like a Haran HaKayin, he was done in Emes Lamitai. It's David HaMelech, Halacha Kemoyse B'chal Mokim. So it's you talking that his Pshara is also Emes Lamitai. I hear we're on to something. But who come to Rein Shloimo? And I remember, it's a Mefurish Azayah. Zayir, remember that because we spoke about this once. The Zayir after talks about Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu said, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to judge, and the way he was able to judge was Alpi Ruach HaKodesh, Zok the Medrash. Moshe Rabbeinu was not the only one that was able to judge Alpi Ruach HaKodesh. In fact, the Medrash says as follows, Utlas Ilein Donu Alma, B'loi Sadim V'Asra. There were three people that are able to judge without Eidim, without Asra. Who are these three people? Zok the Medrash. It's Moshe Rabbeinu, it's Shloimeh HaMelech, and it's David Malka Mashiach. Those are the three people that are able to paskin without Eidim, without Asra. Hashiva Shoifteinu Kibarishoinu V'Yatzeinu Kibatchilo. The Navi said that it's going to be Hashiva Shoiftayich Kibarishoinu V'Yatzeich Kibatchilo. What are we asking for? This is from Shoiftim V'Shoiftim. We're asking for the Sanhedrin. Why is there a bracha for the Sanhedrin? Good, this is something we need to talk a little bit more about. But this is a bracha for the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin that we want are the Sanhedrin that are going to dan din emes lamitai. No tos, no shikoladasis. Who are the Shoiftim that are able to dan din emes lamitai? Moshe Rabbeinu, Shloimeh HaMelech, David Malka Mashiach. What about Aharon HaKohen? No, that's enough for the Chazal. Aharon HaKohen was done in Emes Lamitai. God, it came from a different oifen. There's an Elu Ve'elu, different Likim Chayim. There's a Din, there's a Pshara. So the Ander Oifanim. But it could be these Chazals are a little bit of the rest of the story, a little bit of the side of why it is that when we daven, it's Moshe, it's Aharon, it's Shloimeh, and it's David Malka Mashiach.